Oh, hey there, cutie. What are you doing sitting here all on your own? Well, do you mind if I sit by you? I knew you wouldn't. So your friends just left you here, huh? Do they do that often? Doesn't exactly sound like the best of friends to me. They go off with some girls and leave you here all on your own with no way to get home? That doesn't sound like the most confident defense I've heard. But don't worry, I'm sure your friends are very nice people outside of the club scene. It's okay to be mad at them, you know. Trust me, I've been around a while. Some people are just assholes. How long have I been around? Hey, it's rude to ask a woman her age. I'm only teasing, don't worry. Well, let's just say I'm quite a bit older than I look. Hey, you want to try and guess how old I am? 30. Oh, honey, that's so generous of you. You're a real sweetheart, you know that? Nah, try going higher. Higher. Even higher. Not even close. Hey, what's your name anyway? Well, nice to meet you. I'm Aura. What's that? You think I'm pretty? Aw, well, thank you. You know, you're not too bad looking yourself. Listen, do you think I would have come over and sit by you if I didn't think you were cute? Come on, do I look like a woman who has bad taste? I'm still just teasing. You get frustrated and nervous so easily. Do all beautiful women have this effect on you? Or am I just lucky? Of course I like it, sweetie. I love making a guy nervous and anxious, and I knew that'd be easy to pull off on you. I could just tell by the way you were sitting down over here, nursing your drink, staring vacantly at the lights. You very clearly don't want to be here right now. And I don't blame you. Right now, you'd much rather be somewhere quiet with me instead, huh? Quit stuttering and follow me outside so we can talk without shouting, handsome. Yes, that's much better. Oh, do you like that? The night air is so cold and clean. It's energizing, isn't it? Oh, you're shivering. It's not that cold. I mean, look at me. I'm doing just fine, and I don't even have a jacket and pants on like you. Well, go on. Keep looking at me. I don't mind. You like my outfit, don't you? The fishnets. The tight leather corset that hugs my giant tits. Or maybe it's the boots you're into. Are you one of those guys? Ooh, and you're blushing. Nice. No need to be ashamed, sweetie. This is exactly the effect I wanted to have on you. You know, right now in this moonlight, you look even better. In the club, you were a snack, but out here, you're like an entire meal. I could just eat you right up here. You would like that, wouldn't you? I can tell. I can sense your heart racing. I can see your pulse quickening. Oh, didn't I tell you not to be ashamed? Or do you just want to look at my legs again? I totally understand. Don't worry. You want to touch them? I know you do. Go ahead. Take your hand and slide it up my thigh. All the way up until you reach my crotch. Into my skirt. Go ahead. Go ahead. Touch my thigh. This isn't me giving you permission. This is me giving you an order. Touch my thigh. Now. Ah. Good boy. Soft, isn't it? Firm, too. Go ahead and squeeze it. Forcefully, if you want to, even. It's the last amount of strength you're going to exert for some time. Yes. You're mine now, you know. You aren't getting away. Look into my eyes. Come on. Look up. Yes. Look into my eyes. I know they look different. They're so fierce, yet so inviting. You feel safe now. You want to do everything I tell you to do. You're a good boy for me. You're my good pet. You don't want to look away. You just want to let go of my thigh and put your hands at your side. Now, as I take your face in my hands, you want to look deep into my eyes. As I draw my lips closer to yours, your eyes become heavy and you get tired. So tired. And when I kiss you, you want to pass out in my arms. You need to pass out in my arms. Wake up. Wake up. Come on. There we go. Hey. Settle down. Stay still. Come on. I worked really hard to tie you up in those silk straps without hurting your wrists. I could have just used some rope. Well, really, I didn't need to do any of this. I was able to carry you while running back to my house. I wouldn't have had any trouble holding you down. But you have to admit, this is definitely kinkier. Oh, come on, don't give me that look. I could tell you like getting tied up a mile away. I can sense these things. Just like I can sense your heart racing right now. You're scared shitless. Lying tied up naked in a stranger's bed. Or that weird woman you met at the club last night is also naked and staring down at you from the foot of it. Oh, I guess you didn't realize you were naked yet. Well, now you do. No biggie. Well, that's not quite true, is it? Something is definitely a biggie right now. There's another sign that you like this. That's another sign that you like this. You know, you look so handsome when you blush like that. Takes away all the guilt I feel for kidnapping you like this. I thought about not hypnotizing you, just seducing you the old-fashioned way. But I couldn't help myself. You looked like a lost puppy, cold and afraid. I felt like I had an obligation to take care of you and take those thoughts off your mind, if only for a little bit. Well then, let's get down to business. First things first, I should probably explain that little bit of hocus pocus I did earlier. no beating around the bush here. See, I am a vampire. Wow, I'm impressed. You actually believed me right away. I didn't have to turn into a bat or anything to get the point across. That's a shame. I do so love being a bat. Looks like you're gonna adjust to things well. Now, see, obviously, vampires drink blood. None of that MySpace bullshit about energy-feeding daywalkers is going on here. What's that? Oh, yeah, of course, people don't use MySpace anymore. Give me a break. I did mention that I'm quite old. Or did you forget that already? Well, seeing as I've already told you I'm a vampire, I might as well just give you my age. I'm 350 years old. I've seen two world wars, the fall of empires, all that good stuff. I've also seen Glenn Miller 4 times. That's way more interesting than politics, at least in my opinion. Oh, you never would have guessed. Flattery will get you everywhere with me, my pet. I'm definitely going to have to keep you lucid from now on. You're a real sweetheart. I can't wait to see just how sweet you are on the inside, though. Oh, you're shivering. You know what I'm about to do, don't you? You're not dumb. I can tell. Well, listen. I'm feeling generous today. And I can already tell what your answer's going to be regardless. So I'll give you a bit of a choice. And while I'm doing that, I'll stroke your cock to help you make up your mind. Feels good, doesn't it? Excellent. Now, I could just hypnotize you and take your blood from you. Where's the fun in that? No. I want to hear you ask me to take your blood. Oh, I'm not just going to take it from you once, either. This is going to be your life now, if you want it. Sure, you won't be tied up all the time, but you're not going to leave my house. And I won't be leaving much either, since I'll have you here. You're going to be devoted to serving me in any way I ask you. You will feed every one of my hungers. And trust me, I'm ravenous. Is that what you want, pet? Do you want to become my cattle? My slave? Every night I will take you sexually. You're going to eat my pussy, my ass, and suck on my tits. You're going to get on your knees and beg me for your release. But I'm a generous mistress. I'll give you your release. I'll milk you in every way imaginable. With my hands, my thighs, my cunt, my mouth, my ass. Hell, even my feet, if you're into it. And then, every week or so, I'll need to feed. And your cock won't be the only thing I drain. Look at my teeth, my canines. Yes, they're fangs now. I'll use those fangs to bite into your neck. I won't have to do it hard. They're pretty sharp even after 3.5 centuries. But you're going to bleed. And you're going to bleed a lot. If you thought you were exhausted before when I hypnotized you, you don't know anything about being tired. Hey now, I just told you I'm a generous mistress. I won't suck you dry. And then I'd have to go out and find another guy. Besides, you're the cutest I've seen so far. I don't want to just toss you out. You'll be exhausted for days afterwards. But I'll help you. I'll nurse you back to health. And then, when you're healthy enough, He'll get right back to eating me out and begging me to fuck you. And I'll fuck you. And you'll love every goddamn second of it. My personal fuck toy and blood bank. So what will it be? Does that sound good? I know you want to be my pet forever, but I want you to say it for me. Repeat after me. Say to me, please, Lady Orality, let me be your slave. Again. And again. Perfect. Such a good boy for me. I know how to pick them, don't I? Now then, I think you've earned a treat. And I've earned a treat. How about I stop stroking your dick, mount you, and just drain your body with both my mouth and my pussy, Kill two birds with one stone. Well, and not like you have much of a choice. You are my slave, after all. Look at you down there, All happy and smiling. Good boy. You look very different than the lost, scared puppy I met at the club. I'm just gonna slide you inside me. Oh, hell yes. Oh, this is so good. Oh, it's so tight. Your eyes are so wide right now. Oh, it's finally hitting you, isn't it? The realization of what you just signed up for. Oh, it's okay to be anxious, honey. Your life is going to be so, so different. But so, so much better. All you need to worry about from now on is this. Being a good little fuck toy for me. Being my slave. Oh, yes. Well, there's something else you need to worry about, obviously. Right now, I'm hungry. I need to feed. If I don't, I might just drain you dry after all. And we don't want that, do we? No, we don't. So when I stick my teeth into you, I want you to come, slave. Empty your balls as I empty your veins. Be completely mine. Give up your old life and embrace your true purpose. You better be fucking ready for me. Tilt your head to the side now. Good.
boy. Good fucking toy. Oh. Oh, you're still awake. Just barely, though. You did very good for me. No. Shh. Don't say anything. Just stay quiet. Like I said earlier, you're going to be very weak for the next few days. When I'm going to be here for you, I'll feed you. I'll bring you water. And I'll hold you. Just like this. Like I am now. You are mine now. My most treasured possession. And I take good care of my things. Go ahead. Sleep, my slave. You've more than earned it.